The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another installment of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Good gracious, hard to believe 20 years has passed since the Gifford Park Neighborhood Market started, and it's going to open again on June 5th. That's a Friday. And the creator of the Gifford Park Neighborhood Market, Martin Janasek, is with me here today. Martin, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh, boy. 2 decades of the Gifford Park Neighborhood Market. What does that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel a little bit older. I can't believe time has flown so fast. You know, when we started it 20 years ago, it was really just a couple tables on the sidewalk, and it's grown to what it is today. It's 25-plus tables on a typical night, and we have food trucks and entertainment. So it's been amazing to watch it change, not only as a market, but it's also helped the Gifford Park Business District kind of become a little more lively than what it was 20 years ago.
Sure. Well, for Friday, June 5th, what time does this start and what can people expect when they show up?
It starts at 5 o'clock and it goes until 8 every Friday evening. And we have everything from meat vendors that come in from Iowa and Page, Nebraska, farm-raised beef and different other meats. So we have honey, bread, baked goods, produce from local farmers in the area.
There's also entertainment there, too. I mean, this is more than just a market. It really is an event for the entire family, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure is. Over the years, we've kind of been mentioned that we're the neighborhood's living room on Friday evenings. And we have a little stage at the back of the market. And over the years, we've added musicians, very good local talent that come in. And they'll play an hour, maybe an hour and a half set. And families can sit around and have dinner. We have picnic tables, and they can grab food from the food trucks and just sit around and talk. And believe it or not, we even have the California Bar opens up their beer garden, so you can sit in the beer garden and listen to the music and do little people watching.
Would it be fair to say that the Gifford Park Neighborhood Market has really been embraced by the entire neighborhood?
Yeah, I would say it has, yes. It's become a place to walk to it on Friday evenings. We have families new to the neighborhood, and they'll bring strollers, and they come down, and they do a little shopping and just sit and relax on a Friday night. So it's been very fun to watch that evolve over the years.
What about folks who may want to vend? What are the qualifications for a vendor? And then I'd like to go into a little bit of the nuts and bolts on how one becomes a vendor for this.
We have an email, so it's gpnmarket@gmail.com. And people can reach out to me, and I send them an application. And basically, the application is just to find out what days they want to vend and what products they're going to sell. We like to keep everything local and handmade as possible, you know, locally raised produce and things like that. And then we just put them on the calendar, and we don't charge table fees or any sort of vending fees. It's all free to the vendors. We supply a table and a tent, so we have it set up for them at 5 o'clock. And we just want to make it as easy as possible because some of our vendors are, these are like side hustles and maybe little side jobs they do and try to make a little extra money, and we want to make it as convenient as possible. And then we just ask people to help. You know, we don't charge fees, so our advertising is zero, and we kind of encourage people to do their own social media and different types of stuff like that.
So how are you able to buy tables and these types of things? I mean, where does the money come from to support that?
Well, over the years, we've gotten donations, so we just keep collecting. You know, we started off with just one table 20 years ago. So over the years, we've collected money, and then we've written grants. So we've been very grateful to the Omaha Community Foundation. They've helped us with grants over the years, and we just keep adding more tables and tents as we go along. And if something needs to be repaired, we just kind of repair it ourselves. Yeah, that's how we've done it. A lot of nice people out there have been grateful for what we do, and so we've had donations and grants.
Every Friday will be the Gifford Park Neighborhood Market. Now, that said, what are you doing Saturday through Thursday with respect to this event?
Saturday, I'm relaxing. But you know, I answer emails, and I have a crew of other people. My sister-in-law, Rose, she does a lot of social media and a lot of the advertising in the sense of lining up food trucks and entertainment. And then we have a lot of great volunteers in the neighborhood. So I've got a crew of people that I talk to during the week. So it isn't just me putting this on. I've got a great group of volunteers that love coming down and helping set up. So that's what we do during the week.
How much joy does this bring you?
It's a lot of fun to watch people who started very small And then their little business grows and they start adding products and they expand. And sometimes they just get bigger that they move on to maybe a brick and mortar somewhere. It's been fun to watch people's projects evolve, like an incubator. It's a little incubator market here of sorts.
What's your favorite part about the market?
I think just meeting people and enjoying the Friday nights. Meet neighbors and the new people that are new to the neighborhood are always amazed that this is going on. So it's fun to watch people react to that stuff.
It opens June 5th. That's a Friday, and it will end September 25th. So each and every Friday in between those two dates, you can head on down to the Gifford Park Neighborhood Market, and you can find information on that. If you go to Facebook, look up Gifford Park Neighborhood Market. That seems pretty simple and straightforward to me. The founder of the Gifford Park Neighborhood Market is Martin Janicek. Martin, that's two decades of good, hard work. Congratulations on that success.
Thank you very much, Mike. And we also appreciate everything KIOS does for us. So we appreciate that too.